Hey guys, I wanted to take a minute to tell you about my boys over at Shinesty. The guys at Shinesty have one mission and one mission only, and that is to help you look fucking good. Shinesty brings you the most outlandish collection of clothing the world has ever seen. When worn correctly, the right clothing can fill the minds of randos with jealousy or be a major contributing factor in the creation of a sexual god or goddess in the flesh. So whether you're searching for retro gear, a signature knockout threads, or simply something that would make you look like you got your shit together even though you don't, Shinesty is here to help. Check out their antics and ridiculous clothing over at Shinesty.com. That's Shinesty.com. And enter the promo code LOUD69 when you check out and get 15% off your order. That's Shinesty. You may like the way you look, but we do not guarantee it. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to week 31, Loud and Obnoxious. The boys are back in town. We're going to talk Final Four. Baseball starts this week, and that means the Boys of Summer song is back. And then we're going to talk Wonderlic. We took the test for all the listeners out there, and then there's also some other movements going around in the NFL. So we'll kind of dive deep into everything. And before we leave, we'll talk our favorite rendition of golf and a little tease for Masters next week.
Tiger!
And then we got Murder Island Survivor Talk, as always. You never know who's going to make it to the island. But before we go anywhere, let me introduce the crowd to my fan favorites and co-hosts. My right-hand man, oh, Philionaire, how are you, Bubba?
Oh, man, I'm doing pretty good. I'm pretty proud of us for taking the Wonderlic, finally. We remembered. Only took daily reminders.
That was it.
That's it for Phil. And then, of course, we have, as always, we have Pierce over there on the ones and twos. How are we tonight, Bubba?
Doing great, Skip. Yeah, we took the Wonderlic.
Yeah. Fucking that's the first time our brains have worked in a while or had to work. So
I wasn't ready for that much math.
Yeah, for those that don't know at home, we took the NFL's, I guess, curriculum test or critical thinking test, I guess would be the best way to describe it. And we'll discuss those results later on, but it was a funny, interesting event. So
let's just say we did better than Mo Claiborne.
Yeah.
We can all hang our head on that.
And, like, how he did that, like, he just fucking sat there, y'all. He didn't do anything.
Yeah, it seems that, like, you have to try it. And, like, I passed some questions, like, fuck this, I have no chance. But, like, you have to try to get a four.
Yeah.
Like, you do.
It could have taken him, like, 2 or 3 minutes on, like, the first question or something, you know, with, like, tough math. But
no, I don't think he even tried.
He probably just clicked.
If he knew it right off the bat, he answered it, and he only knew 4 out of 50. I bet he finished with, like, 6 minutes to spare.
I have a sneaking suspicion
he probably just circled C, 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 C.
That's what I used to do.
But yeah, we'll dive into the Wonderlic and we'll talk everything. But that's just a little precursor of the fun we're going to have tonight. So yeah, y'all tune in and let's have some fun. All right, all right, all right. But let's start before we talk about the Wonderlic and all the NFL stuff. Let's dive into everybody's favorite celibate woman, Sister Jean in the Final Four.
Oh, wow, y'all. Sister Jean's going to San Antone.
Man,
y'all imagine her in fucking cowboy boots and shit?
No, she doesn't even use her feet. She probably has some kid that pushes her around. Some kid from the convent just got.
Holy shit, that was really inconsiderate of me. I wasn't even thinking about that.
Inconsiderate?
She could still wear cowboy boots.
It wasn't inconsiderate. It was just dick.
Yeah, it was probably.
Sorry, it's not that I hate this woman for anything in particular, except for the fact that she's just stealing all these kids' glory and valor. And she's talked about everywhere. It just drives me fucking nuts. I'm just done with Sister Jean. If they had lost to Kansas State, I'd rather see Bruce Weber in the Final Four. At least we'd be able to talk a little bit more about the players.
Most feel-good stories get so played out that by the end of it, you are sick of it.
As soon as Rick Riley comes around with his stupid articles, that's usually when I'm already checked out.
Luckily, he kind of shits on Tiger, so it's nice for us to be on the opposite side. But yeah, like, it just seems like she is worn thin. Like, I get it. She's 98. She's never had sex. She likes basketball. Can we go on the other three teams?
I mean, like, anything else about their school. Like, why do we only have to hear about this old lady? Like, there's other 98-year-olds that are fans of teams. Y'all see the video Jalen Rose's grandma posted?
I back that so much.
So fucking baller. Yeah, like, I'm starting to resent them because of Sister Jean. Strictly because, yeah, like, why the fuck do we care about this old woman? I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? CBS doesn't give a fuck about your opinion.
Yeah, they care about...
It wants the moms and the people that don't normally watch.
But everybody's
that's
heard
true.
About
we
it.
We are
going
to watch no matter what. They're probably trying to pull in that girl that's like, well, you know, I didn't have a team in this fight, but now I'm going to cheer for that old woman who also goes to church on Sunday. So she just won the whole Alabama constituency.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, it is interesting, but she's not the only topic of town. Obviously, we did lead off with her for a reason. Everybody has enjoyed talking about her. But, I mean, Nova's hot as shit. Malik Newman, Mississippi boy, went to Callaway, couldn't guard a fence, has now been able to reestablish.
No, he just didn't try for y'all or something.
He didn't try. I mean, he just was an offense-only guy, didn't want to play defense. And then so when his shot
that
went south, I think Johnny Wiener said it on ESPN radio down in Mississippi. It's like when the shot went south, he got benched by Kansas. And so then his defense picked up, and then his shot came back. And then now you're talking about a guy that's playing to his fucking potential. He's better than – I can't think of another player that came out of Mississippi that's that good. He's better than Bender or Monta Ellis. I mean, he's going to be great talent on the next level because he's obviously leaving after this year. But
yeah, I'm not going to put him ahead of Monta yet.
I mean, Monta.
Come on, that dude was in the league for like 8 or 9 years.
He still may be there. I think he may be up in Milwaukee.
I mean, yeah, he's probably on a bench.
He had like 2 or 3 like all-star seasons.
Yeah, that dude was putting up like 30 points a game there for a minute. Just real brief.
I mean, he was just real like an offense-only guy, which does succeed in the NFL. Yeah. I'm not trying to take away from the whole
NBA.
Kansas. Yeah,
but yeah, like, I mean, Malik Newman has. Yeah, he's definitely better than Jonathan Bender.
Yeah,
I'll give you that.
I can't think of
but I'm not going to put him ahead of Monta. I'll put him ahead of everybody else though. Yeah, he looks fucking good.
And now I guess you got to think about Rodney Hood, also ex-Bulldog. Left to go to a prominent school and then go pro. So, like, you know, it seems that it fares better for you if you're not in Starkville than you are. But, I mean, look how well I fared. So that's kind of up for debate. But at the same time,
Kansas
beats Grayson Allen.
With talent.
Grayson.
And Grayson has a shot at the buzzer. Like, my bracket is in.
And it wasn't even close.
What are you talking about?
The shot at the end of the half, that was almost went in. It looked like it was going to go in. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he just missed.
I was like, I thought it was going in.
I think it went off the rim twice. Like hit the backboard and then came back and hit the rim.
Attention I was paying. I didn't think it was
Don't do drugs, kids. No, it was pretty close, but at the same time.
That's why I said if Grayson wasn't on the list, that shot goes in.
Oh, okay. I do remember you texting that, so it must have been close. I believe y'all. It's not that I don't believe y'all.
He had a horrid second half. Like, he was like 0 for 7 from behind the arc. But see, that didn't shy him away from trying to shoot either. That prick kept shooting.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking. He shot one in the last minute that was nowhere
fucking
close. One at like, it missed so bad it like went over the rim and hit the backboard. Like, it was a trash shot.
He didn't have a good day. Same time, that's classic list play. As Phil knows well, it strikes when you expect it, but yet don't want it the most. Like, knew it was going to bound to happen. Like, could Duke run the table? Obviously, it'd be difficult, but at the same time, it came down to the White Devil, and he blew it.
Yep. Man, Kansas does nothing but shoot threes. Y'all, seriously.
So does Nova, though.
Same with Nova.
Yeah, Nova does, too.
And Nova's hot.
Nova does, too.
They do it with a bunch
That's
of fucking...
That's why I just feel like they can't keep it up for this many games in a row. But, I mean, I guess they have all year, pretty much.
Well, more to my point was just like, hey, Duke, like, quit leaving Malik Newman wide open in the corner. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
I will say, I mean, I fucking hate Duke, but they got... there was a pretty horrid call that they got a charge...
On Winsome Carter.
No. I mean, a
Wendell
blocking
Carter.
Foul.
Yeah, that was a trash call.
I mean, it was clearly out the circle, and he had his. He was playing. I mean, and that was game changing. That really was.
Yeah, it was. It fouled Wendell out, so he's out for the overtime. And the fact that because Grayson and what is the dude's name? Tatum. The other dude that has the last name that starts with a T. They were shooting outside. They wouldn't pound the, like, the ball's got to go to Bagley every fucking time.
Yeah.
So you got to work your ball inside out there. So, suck it, Duke. The list strikes again. My bracket did take a big, I'd say a knockdown punch. It's not a knockout punch because if Michigan wins it all, then Kip does win the Hash Sports bracket. But I was operating in the top 0.3% prior to that Kansas-Duke game, so that sucks.
So all we need.
Yeah, I'm bragging because I have a platform for it, and yeah, it's like my dick. But don't worry, the best part of this show is going to come.
You just one-upped me, so it's all good.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if I was going to get third or second or anything, but it's going to be interesting.
So we just need LeBron to miss the finals, and everybody's completely fucked.
Well, we have Melo as well, and I'd love to use this as a perfect segue to talk about our next this topic.
Guy. I've got
is
it.
Phil's got a new member for the list.
Well, okay, it's I'm not gonna take my time on this. It's Ndamukong Suh, and it's not because I'm butthurt about him not going to the Saints. I didn't.
Kind of sounds like it.
No, I didn't fucking want him to come to the Saints.
I wouldn't either.
He did say that on Monday to me on the G chat.
So dude dragged out his free agency tour for like 2 weeks. Got a ton of free meals. And
got a ton of free meals. I like that. That's something that you're angry about.
Phil's gonna feel,
dude. They, the
man,
Saint,
that okay. That's, I mean, peak that, Phil. That's like that's peak Phil 101 right there. I love it. It's like got all these free meals.
Well, I mean, those
put them up in these fancy hotels.
Those were some of the jokes I was seeing on Twitter about he's on the food tour or something.
Yeah. I got you.
I mean, he did get taken to Emeralds in New Orleans and then the Ritz for breakfast the next morning.
Did you hear what the L.A. Rams did? They had like David Spade and Chris Rock come out and say hey to us at dinner and when they were out with the executives of L.A. You can't compete with that. Emerald, what are you going to have, like, Besh come out with his fucking hostess girlfriend and introduce himself? That doesn't impress Suh.
Suh's a pussy anyway. He doesn't like the party.
And he's a punk. Like, yeah, he's always kicking motherfuckers and shit.
Y'all are pro character guys.
The Rams.
Oh, yeah. Like,
don't mind our safety that raped women and won a Super Bowl.
Dude, I've bashed on that. And the Bounty Gate was bullshit, but Darren Sharper's not bullshit. That guy's okay.
Y'all tried to murder Brett Favre.
Y'all tried to kill a Mississippi.
A fucking legend.
The gunslinger.
Fucking Favre.
All right, but anyway, Ndamukong Suh, you're fucked.
But yeah, fuck him. I mean,
Phil just threw down a curse. The first curse of the football season comes here in late March. Throws him on the list.
He has no clue how fucked he is.
It's not even like I'm intentionally trying to sabotage him. I just think he's...
That's the thing. Will he make it to the season now that he's on the list?
OTAs? Are you talking knee, ankle?
No predictions here. He's just on the list. He's a douchebag. He sucks.
Now, I will say he did sign a one-year $14 million contract. You often see it's kind of like those guys that are... It's called contract years. And so when you sign the one-year contract and you've had the issues where you couldn't even get a multi-year deal because the Jets rescinded theirs, Saints obviously were offering something similar.
Peyton said we were offering significantly, less.
But, yeah, but one-year deals kind of thing. Like, he has to go out there and earn his stripes. Alshon Jeffrey had the same issue, whether it be injury or behavioral issues. When they put you on that contract year, DeMarcus Lawrence was a guy like the Cowboys have from Boise State. Like, when it's that time, it's like, shut up, or they're like, I want my fucking money. So you know you're going to get the $14 million out of Suh, and you have Donald for $7 million.
I love the way you say it.
Dude, the Rams are clearly not worried about having a bunch of personalities on that team.
It's L.A., though.
It's Los Angeles, dog. Ain't no personality too big
fucking
for the Rams.
Hanging out with Diddy until he buys the Panthers.
Man, is that a thing?
But
yeah, he and Steph, I think.
Shit.
Does the fact that, like, their entire team, besides like Gurley and Goff, is a new team. Like, do you think, you know, with these?
I think Sean McVay invites it. He's trading away picks left and right. It's a win now mentality in LA.
Well, with all these big names on like rookie or low contracts, like their window's only 1 or 2 years because they're gonna have to give all their money to Goff and
Gurley
in a couple of years.
But you could say the same thing about anybody that has a veteran quarterback. You only have a 1 to 2 year window. I think you would be included.
Well,
the Packers
we know that.
But at the same time, they have this Goff, Gurley, young nucleus around them. But then they have veterans that are showstoppers at the position. So it could be a very advantageous situation. Take advantage of Donald now.
In two or 3 years. Oh, yeah, and they have to pay Donald. In 2 or 3 years, Goff and Gurley will probably demand the most at their position respectively. So they're going to have the
– Goff will be up at the same time Dak and Wentz are.
Goff will get more money than Dak.
And Wentz will get the most, and then Goff will get more than Dak.
Yeah. Dak will be a
much better –
bottom of all that.
Bullshit. I bet
Goff is a much better quarterback.
A real rookie contract.
I don't know, man. I don't know, because what's he really done?
I don't know. He went 13-3. I mean, they've all been there for 2 years.
What have you done for me lately?
With no tape on him whatsoever.
In a year and a half. But I would say that he still has the same numbers as – I mean, Goff did the same fucking thing. He just did it in reverse order.
Well, what would you rather –
And he was dependent on a new coach and a new running
– I would rather improve than regress. Yeah. Like, that's
well,
typically
but
how –
I'm not going to doubt him. It doesn't mean that it's not available on the table again.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, sophomore slump,
yeah.
That's a real thing.
I mean, yeah. Colin Kaepernick –
Gurley had the same issue. This was his third
year.
He's
very
Colin
Kaepernick.
Kaepernick went to the Super Bowl and then regressed every year after that.
Uh-huh.
That was an and that's because he lost Harbaugh.
What if Dak
he?
Peaked as a rookie?
He very well could have.
RG3 peaked as a rookie, you know.
But I don't
like,
think it wasn't because RG3 was injury stricken and Shanahan may have fucked him there. But at the same time, that was a 9-7 Redskins club. I don't think that they showed the same. I mean, Cowboys had a lot of woes off the field last year.
The Redskins.
The whole, they had a lot of things going on. I imagine they pick up a little bit better than they had last season with the
RG3
issues.
Played the Seahawks close in that playoff.
Yeah, should have won.
So
like, he was down
I mean,
the fucking
Seahawks played everybody close. Tony Romo played him close and then fumbled a PAT. Everyone plays the Seahawks close in the playoffs. The fact is they come out of it on top. I mean,
but I mean that
RG3
Redskins team
can't
was
get another job. I don't think Dak's
that Redskins
had an
team
would have
beat that
That's
Cowboys
Redskins
dude.
Team was
shit.
Good.
Shit, I don't
yeah.
know about that.
13-3 regular
Who's your backup?
Record.
Yeah,
Cousins.
Yeah, we lost to because we had to play Aaron Rodgers.
They were both
fucking like
they were both rookies.
Jigsaw. I mean that motherfucker runs through playoffs, and it was we've also had back to back losses to the Packers.
Yeah,
so I believe we'll be all right.
I don't know. You're going to have a solid quarterback.
Well, the problem now we have to discuss, since we're on the Cowboys, is we pick up Allen Hurns. What happens with Dez Bryant? Phil, you and I were talking about this at the bar. Let's talk about that for a second.
Well, it said they're probably going to ask him to take a pay cut.
So do you think he's actually going to do that? He is. I mean, he reminds me very much of the Michael Irvin of the no pay me now kind of guys. He's almost an L.A. Ram, if you think about it.
I guess it depends on what his agent can find out in the interim. If he can get more, if he can get close to what he's getting now, or you know, more than what the Cowboys ask him to cut to. Because I don't think he doesn't seem like I don't know. I don't really know him, but he doesn't seem like a loyal guy. Like he was going to want to get paid.
Does he seem like a guy that you think will just straight up I'll restructure, you know, pay me on the back end? Because I don't feel that that's the way that this negotiation, because we don't have any cap room to move around that, if you think about it.
I feel like, I think once these agents slash players slash whatever feel like they're disrespected, then they're done. You know, they don't care. Like, Honey...
Let's say we keep Dez.
Honey Badger took a lot less money from... the Texans.
Well, that's because he got cut. That's a lot different question.
Yo,
but no, he could have restructured to what
do
the
you think did they offer him that?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see. I guess I don't follow that as well. But yeah, I guess you're going to have to lose a little bit of money.
Dez Bryant will not take less money.
I agree.
He will not take money on the back end.
So what about if you trade Terrence Williams and then do a Dez Allen? Terrence Williams is a USC. He's like a seventh or eighth year guy. He's always been like number two.
Why does Hurns automatically mean that Dez has to leave?
Well,
Allen Hurns isn't a number one receiver.
That's what I'm saying. Get rid of Terrence Williams. But Terrence Williams just got a contract extension.
But
he's
not like 6'5", is he?
Dez is then the one that's the money woes as well as does he produce to be the one?
Man.
How old is he?
Cut Dez and go get James Washington from Oklahoma State.
Or go after OBJ. It seems that LA's going for him. Give him Dallas.
That's amazing that the Rams can, like, well, they'd have to. See, I don't think the Rams will do it because they have to give him an extension right off the bat. If they trade for him. Unless he's just like, yeah, I'll play one more year for y'all, then in free agency.
Yeah, and then there's no way they can pay everybody else. Like, they would fucking crash and burn after 2 years. Like, if they didn't win a Super Bowl in 2 years, they'd be opening that stadium with fucking trash.
Right.
And they also extended, at the NFL owners this week, they extended the debt allotment or the money, I guess, that the stadium's allowed to cost on behalf of the NFL, it is now increased to $4.9 billion.
What? It's like the whole project, not just the stadium?
The stadium and whatever's
around it. I mean,
I don't know what all that entails, but I just saw that on the Twitter box today.
That's a lot of cake, bro.
So the Raiders stadium got approved today. I didn't know there was still stuff to do it, but the owners approved the
Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Is it
not the move? I mean, the move has happened. The stadium.
Well, yeah, I know, but the stadium. But is it approved in Vegas now too? Like they got everything lined up.
I don't know.
Because one of their main dudes, that Sheldon Adelson dude that owns a whole bunch of casino shit out there, he backed out. He's like not part of that shit anymore.
Somebody,
I'm sure they
somebody
found
came
somebody
into the
else.
Rescue, though, yeah.
But, yeah, I just didn't never knew if it was approved or not there, and it was like a full go.
Yeah, that's kind of ballsy to be like, yeah, we're moving, but it's like moving without knowing where you're going to live.
Yeah. Like,
well,
it's not like there's a hotel that can house a whole – and by hotel, you
Well, next stadium. Year they don't have – they're not leased at Oakland. Their lease runs out after this year.
Oh, and I thought they had another year.
No, it's the last season. Well, I mean, they could – if Oakland felt like, all right, we need some money for the stadium, whatever, you know, they could, you know, re-up for 2019. But I saw on a website that they could play at Levi's Stadium in San Francisco, or they floated the idea of playing 16 games on the road.
Wouldn't that be the most Raiders thing ever? That would be fucking great.
You know what that means? You have to bring in Jay Cutler because the guy, I mean, he lived out of a fucking hotel last year in Miami, and I mean, he's the king of it.
How are those the only places they could play? I just don't get that.
I mean, they could play at the UNLV Stadium.
No, they said they definitely can't play there because that's a fucking piece of shit.
Just go play in El Paso. I don't know where the nearest
or
New Mexico. Like, wherever the nearest school is.
San Antonio.
Play all your games
in
Arizona.
San Antonio was mentioned.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Hey, don't say it too loudly. You know who made it? The widow, Benson, may end up taking that advice from you.
Yeah,
she gave an interview yesterday. Said she'll never sell or never move the teams.
Oh well, I'd say that shit too. Till somebody offered me $3 billion, I'd be like, "Fucking sold, take them wherever you want."
Or until you get like a Jerry Richardson pulled on your ass. Turns out you're fucking your cabana boy. You may have to change.
Well, I don't think that's likely for her.
How old is she?
70 something.
70.
Never mind. Okay, I check out. I don't know. Maybe she says something offensive.
She's a grandma.
That's not the only change. Yeah, it doesn't sound like she's plugging the pool boy.
She's no Sister Jean, but, you know, I'm sure she's clean.
Shit, I mean, one of my friends in New Orleans who's single needs to just take, you know, just go woo the lady and take over the empire.
Man. Yeah.
Shout out to Will.
Yeah, man, he should totally do that. That's a great idea, actually.
Hey, as y'all hear that.
Well,
hold on.
Wait, I know the Maloof family. They had some like 80. Their 80-year-old mother married some 40-year-old dude.
Oh man, I guarantee there was a prenup involved in that arrangement.
I don't think so. I knew some people that actually went to the wedding. They remain nameless, but they said there's no prenup, and they're like, they truly love each other.
Oh, bull fucking shit. That dude's just in it for the bread. No 40-year-old dude loves an 80-year-old woman. I am fucking sorry. That is not possible.
Hey, who was the chick that ended up dying? The blonde-haired chick that was married to the 80-year-old man?
The blonde-haired chick that was married to the 80-year-old man.
She was the big busty broad.
Oh, Anna Nicole Smith.
Man, I can't believe that love doesn't exist.
Awful.
And I don't believe you because she loved that old bastard.
Love that old man.
It reminds me of the Sweetums air.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah. Jessica Wicks.
Miss Pawnee, 1996.
Yeah. I mean. Okay, so I said this the other day, and I kind of stand by it, but I don't know if y'all will agree or not, but I think Parks and Recreation as a whole, is better than The Office.
Let's talk about this for a second.
Since
we've talked Final Four, let's talk a little entertainment.
I thought this could be fun.
I got four teams for you, and we'll break down the brackets, but let's go through this real quick.
I mean, our picks are trash anyway, so
who really gives a fuck?
Loyola for the win.
Here are the four seeds.
Yeah,
it's the Final Four. I'm going to re-rank them 1 through 4. Number one is The Office. Number two is Parks and Rec. Number three is 30 Rock. And number four is Community. We'll do.
Are we talking like cable, just basic cable sitcoms?
These are NBC. Or if we wanted to add Seinfeld in there, I think he would win, but that's a totally different
game. Yeah, see, but this is easy. But look, might as well just do The Office and Parks and Rec, because there's no way those two don't match up in the finals.
I think 30 Rock is a sleeper. As a
they 30 Rock even is be pretty good. But
30 Rock's
not,
good.
I think Alec Baldwin and Tina Fey do exceptionally well, but Ron Swanson is up there as one of the best characters. Like, it's hard to watch Michael Scott. Ron Swanson is a joy to watch, where you want more Ron. And
but Ron's not the Michael.
Yeah, I mean, it's Amy Poehler, but then the supporting cast, I would rather have.
I'd rather have all of that supporting cast. See, that's my point. Yeah. See, that's my whole argument the other day, is that the Jim and Pam shit fucking ruins the show for me almost. Like, it gets way, way, way too
You need
into
more
that.
Kevin and Creed.
You need way more everybody else, and, like, there's none of that in Parks and Rec. They do have the Ben and Leslie getting together, but they have all the goofy shit in between.
And Rob Lowe is real strong, and Rashida Jones.
It's like, and all then. Right. I don't even
to
like,
say it.
Like because so follow me here. After season six of The Office, when does Michael leave? Like the middle of seven or the end of six?
I think it ends at the end of the season.
I didn't even watch the last two. I still haven't seen the last two seasons of The Office.
So Phil hasn't spoken in a while, and I don't even give a shit. So I'm going to go ahead and give you my take.
Okay, I love it. Let's hear
it. I do love The Office 1 through 6 because it is hard to watch, and getting to know those other characters was fun. But you almost have to take a break, and I like to do something like Office, Parks and Rec, and or 30 Rock, or Always Sunny. Always Sunny would be a great 4 seed in that tournament.
It would, but I feel like those two would move
on. Oh, man, I think Always Sunny could be. I think it's Always Sunny. I could take Always Sunny almost to the finals, yeah.
Damn,
I love that show.
Although, it's a good show. I feel like it has run its course.
But, I mean, yeah, it's done. The show's gone, and you can.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, they're still making new ones. They're just signed on.
They're just the production has been delayed.
No, they're done with seasons, brother. I'm positive.
Nah, dude, I follow them on social media and I've seen.
I don't watch it, but
like, I've seen them give updates.
Yeah, Dennis finally.
Glenn Howerton's doing a totally different show now.
So was
so they're not doing Always Sunny anymore.
That doesn't mean
D was doing both shows
last
year.
That show he has on NBC will get canceled after this year. It won't make it.
So I've watched it. Yeah, it's.
I haven't watched it, but there's just no way. All those shows that pop up on ABC or NBC, none of those have staying power
anymore.
None
of those people can survive on their own except for Charlie.
Yeah, all right, I do apologize. Oh, never mind. That was 2016. It finished after the 14th season, which just finished.
It says no more seasons coming.
It was only the contract. It was renewed through a 13th and 14th season, and that was in 2016.
I mean, I've seen them give updates on like why the newest season is.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll get back to it. It would have been like a huge deal for like the last episode ever. I mean, that would have been a huge deal. That'd have been on TV and shit.
Danny DeVito needs the work too.
Yeah, he totally needs the work.
I don't
man.
Think they do.
No, they probably really don't. But Danny DeVito's not gonna, and he's.
But
probably
he needs the work.
Okay. But right, he doesn't have any other job.
Yeah, he needs it. Like, he's not just gonna fucking sit on his ass. Like, none.
Okay, so anyway, Frank may be a better character than I would love more. What's it called? But if I recall,
he saved the show.
I'm just saying, like he may be a better addition than anybody ever to a show.
Oh yeah,
we were talking about The Wire earlier and the different, you know, I guess bad guys, AKA
the different
the good
crews.
Guys,
yeah, the different crews,
Marlowe's,
and then you got your fucking Barksdales. You're either a Stanfield or a Barksdale. You're not gonna be on Prop Joe's side.
And there's also almost a debate in this regard of. The Wire is or Sopranos is to
that's
NBA
not even a debate.
Or NHL. Is what it almost is. Like, the same people that
Sopranos
debate
is a weak
basketball
show.
Is worse or better than hockey is the same debate
I don't
you
think
see
that's
from
really a debate too often.
Yeah, y'all might get mad.
You just are from New Orleans where you only care about, like, LSU football and the Saints.
We don't care about basketball.
Yeah, and you don't have a hockey team, so of course this isn't a debate.
We used to have a minor league hockey team, the Brass.
Ooh, what a great name.
I wish we could have used this new tuner to just pull your mic down. I won't let anyone know you said that.
We actually had...
But that is a debate for people that have, like, you know, follow national sports teams outside of the South.
Bullshit.
I swear to God, there's a debate every spring.
What's
about
the debate?
The
I missed it.
Is the NHL or the NBA playoffs better? Would you rather be an NHL fan or
see,
an NBA fan?
I can see people having that debate.
NHL
in hockey towns
is better than
in hockey towns.
In hockey towns.
Hockey towns, that's like cities like Chicago and Boston.
Okay.
Toronto.
Are you fucking serious?
Quebec.
Chicago Bulls are the biggest not basketball Quebec. Markets, too.
I feel like if people Jesus. Had a choice to go to a fucking Bruins playoff game or a Celtics playoff game, they'd be going to the Celtics.
Yeah, New York's a bad example.
You say that because you're from New Orleans. A lot of people would rather see the Avs succeed than the Nuggets.
But the majority.
More people would rather see the Avs succeed than the Nuggets.
Here, yeah, people would rather see the Avs. I think this is a weird town.
I mean, the Bulls got their fix in the 90s, and the Hawks have gotten their fix in the 2000s. I think a lot of folks are more prominent hockey fans than you know because we are usually all three of us from the Southeast.
I'm not saying there aren't hockey fans. I'm saying that if the majority of people had a choice, they would go to a basketball playoff over a hockey playoff.
Well, that's because most people are stupid.
I'd rather watch hockey.
That's why we bet against the public in everything we do. But the fact is, there's nothing better than the NHL playoffs.
I've been to Stanley Cup games. Okay?
I say there's nothing better.
I said
there's
that
a lot better.
There's not a better playoff than
there. It is
NHL.
An incredible atmosphere. It is intense as shit. It's great, and I mean, it's more high energy than basketball for sure.
Even the regular season games, if you have the luxury of being able to get near the ice, those games are greater. And I'm not arguing that NHL is better than the NBA, but in the
sounds
regular
like you are.
In the playoffs. And it's fun. I gamble on every NBA game, and I don't miss them. And in fact, I'm not going to watch Edmonton versus Vancouver over the Bucks playing the Knicks.
I only watch Game 7s of hockey playoffs.
NBA
those
games.
Are fun.
I only watch Game 7s. I'm not going to watch Game 1 or 2 of a fucking hockey series.
See,
I will.
It seems like every series goes 7-2.
I won't watch the first period and a half. Because that's not as entertaining.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing.
I'll watch the last 45 minutes hour. I'm not going to watch. Like, I'll even watch Seinfeld. You know, like, I'm not saying I'm a hockey fan is what I meant to say.
But yes, you are. Oh,
I don't know.
But I'm just saying, like, that is a real debate in other cities outside of where
I don't doubt it's a debate, but
you say doubt really weird. Doubt. Dope.
It's
a French Canadian.
You say other things weird too.
Yeah, I've been made fun of for the way I pronounce my OUs.
Say about.
No.
Come on.
Did you say about?
About.
I was really hoping he said about. I would have fucking lost my
been
shit.
Trailer
Canadian
Park Boys worthy.
Yeah, it would have been epic. Sorry, Phil. You were probably saying something of substance there, and I just fucking made fun of you for talking.
I was saying I've said it. I'm just reiterating. I don't doubt that it's not a debate.
Oh,
but
yeah, people debate.
The fucking majority would go to basketball, period. That's just a more popular sport.
I agree.
People would choose hockey over NBA, then hockey would be on ESPN and not NBC Sports Network.
I think the contracts are bad, and yes, there is a smaller demographic because the whole African-American race does not watch fucking hockey. That's a fact.
That's a fact.
You can name more than two, I can name two hockey players that are black.
Subban.
And then
Simmons. There's two
and Simmons from there is two.
There's Subban. A goalie for the Knights.
And then there's Simmons for the Flyers. So yes, you lose out on a whole demographic, but for those and you miss out on 90% of the South, which is still a fair amount of people. Like
and
no
people
one gets,
in the South love their sports too.
Except
like
Atlanta couldn't support a hockey team.
Twice.
But they love a
Atlanta
soccer team.
Atlanta can support shit.
They
twice. Can't support
they
anything.
Out, they sell out the Mercedes Benz for the Atlanta FC's team.
Yeah, so for some reason they're into soccer
70,
right now.
70,000 people.
That's crazy.
Strong.
That's
for MLS.
And that's talking soccer.
Yeah, that's it.
But they don't sell out Braves. But when the Braves were making the playoffs towards the
end. But that's why they moved the stadium.
Yeah, okay. They moved it out in like Cobb County.
Hawks, I can fucking confirm we're not selling tickets. We bought tickets for the Hawks game 5 against the Celtics with like Rondo, Paul Pierce, the year that the Celtics fucking won the
Garnett.
Title. Yeah, fucking
Big Bird.
Rondo got kicked out of game 5 for bumping the ref in like the fourth quarter. Anyway, long story short, we bought those tickets for $30 2 days before the game, lower level, for the Hawks. And the place wasn't even close to fucking full. It was fucking
that's
pathetic.
That's because everybody in Atlanta knows
pathetic.
That the Hawks are going to lose in the first round.
Of course.
I guess that's semi-fair.
Of course.
But at the same time, that is witty because if I were to think of
they're the worst
any
sports
team
town.
That was going to sell out a venue, it would have been the Hawks game. Hot sauce playing in between the third quarter, shaking fans. Right. Like they have made that place. It's almost like Jacksonville football where they have like anything else that's going on in the stadium is more entertaining
than
what's
anything
going on
but look at
the
court.
The field/court.
Don't look at the court. look anywhere but the court.
Yeah, they're like, hot sauce is
entertainment.
It's and one here between third and fourth quarter. So anybody that has and one shoes on, come out here and play.
It's like and kids. Little kids playing hoops at all times. It's just that's all it is. That's all it is. But yeah, they're the worst. They get real mad too when you call them a bad sports town, but they deserve it. They're a terrible fucking sports.
Which is
town.
Ironic because just down the street, like Nashville's, they do very well supporting not only the Predators,
the hockey
but
team, yeah.
They do. I think they're getting a soccer team that's more talking soccer.
They are getting a soccer team, yeah. They're really, like, I know some
but they're also
Nashville.
Hipster
the
strong
Predators.
As well. Nashville is very hipster strong.
So hipster.
And I'm pretty sure it's the Atlanta hipsters, you know, your Buckheads and your Virginia Highlands and Five Points kids that are attending these things. But. Yeah, so I mean, I think Nashville's right down the road, and they do very well supporting their clubs, you know. So yeah. It's you know, interesting. I'd say that Atlanta sucks so bad.
Yeah, they're just terrible fans. But the Braves' attendance will pick up now that they're.
Are they going to be better? Because I know they lost their GM. They got got caught cheating.
No, they're not going to be better this
their
year.
Their star shortstop turned down $30 million. Well, he's not a star. Star prospect shortstop Acuna turned down $30 million contract.
That can't
which
feel
is
good.
Massive for a 19-year-old.
Yeah, that can't feel good at all.
Well, my favorite part is that you just started talking baseball, and that means the season is here.
It's so here, man.
Here.
Yeah, it is a dumpster fire over there in the East. I think it's pretty much the Nationals, honestly, to lose. And when you have Scherzer and Strasburg, I mean, it's hard to – I mean, it's going to be hard. And then you probably have your last year with Bryce Harper. So you got to make it count. So it'll be
The Nats are it's gonna be a tremendous flop.
It's gonna
flop
be so much
the
fun.
They don't have Dusty Baker to help him choke anymore though.
Yeah, Dusty is gone.
Who'd they bring in? The Mets also got a new head coach, Ole Miss guy.
Who?
I couldn't tell you. I guess we'll get our intern on that fact check real quick.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Mets and I think the Nats have new coaches this year.
I know Dusty's out, but yeah, I don't know who took over for Dusty. And I mean they still don't have a fucking bolt. Well, they say traded for that Kinsler dude at the end of the year.
Dave Martinez, who was Joe Madden's bench coach for the Cubs.
Okay, that's a solid hire. At least you bring some winning mentality
into
the
place. Has
he
been a manager
before?
I've heard that name, I feel like.
Yeah, I think he's just been an assistant for a long time.
Oh, Dave Martinez, you know, that real rare name in baseball? Get the fuck out of here. And Mickey Callaway, I think he was an Ole Miss kid in some form or fashion.
Mickey, managing the Mets?
Yeah, he went to school at Ole Miss and played there. He's a right-hander, 42 years old, from Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh,
the more you know, kids, the more you know.
Reds just taking over the world, one team at a time.
I'm glad y'all hired the Mississippi State kid for y'all's basketball coach. He's probably the best hire y'all have had in a long time.
Ribbit.
For those that don't know, look to the website for next season. We're going to have some Kermit shirts up.
Kermit!
Sure.
Man, and Kermit we trust. I mean, here we go. Is he better than Kennedy?
What about, like, the rebel head with, like, the dripping or the drinking the coffee like the Kermit the Frog? Maybe something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Like
we got a
famous meme.
The
meme shirt, yeah.
Yeah, people are into that.
Yeah. Don't steal our ideas, all you thousands of listeners.
Yeah,
we'll come up with something
fucks.
Better. But,
we'll
yeah, let's
there.
Talk a little baseball. Sorry, I didn't mean to go sidetrack back to basketball. But, yeah, baseball's here. Your Yankees
Thursday.
Are going to be good, Phil. We're going to be in attendance for 30-plus games this season, cumulatively,
Rock.
Between the three of us.
The Rockies, for sure.
Shit, yeah.
I'm trying to make 30 games, and I will recap all of them, and you'll be able to see them
30
on the
out of 41? I mean, that's a lot.
Because we definitely play 82 or
81
home games.
Yeah, so...
We've moved on to Major League Baseball.
So, yeah, I'm so bad at math.
We still hadn't talked about one.
I definitely did 82.
Yeah,
we should talk about that now while we're talking about
Before we get into baseball,
skills.
Let's go through the one to list.
We might as well. It's been like 40 minutes. We might as well talk
started
about
baseball,
it.
But that's fine.
Well, we really
we
did.
We don't ever do it what we're supposed to.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we took the test. It's 50 questions, 12 minutes, and it's
which is not enough time at all.
It's critical
for
thinking
you.
Skills. It's critical thinking skills. And so what our plan was, Phil and I had a couple cocktails before we started, grabbed a six-pack before we walked in the studio, and then we all got as blazed as possible, and we figured we'll take this test in a speed method. And the results as followed. Pierce finished 31 questions with 17 correct, leading him to 17
points. It doesn't even matter how many you finish, though. Just give the
score. Means he is tied with Eddie Lacy.
Eddie Lacy, y'all. A lot of running backs.
Phil had 27 correct answers, which ties him with the likes of Jameis Winston.
Which I am shocked
I mean, I'm
by.
I'm proud of my score because that's what I I'm thought I'd shocked. Score lower, but I'm not proud to be in the same sentence with Jameis Winston.
Y'all are both on the list. Y'all are right next to each other on the list. Four, three, and four. There y'all are. Phil and Lamus. And then I can't believe he made a 27. I wasn't saying I can't believe you made a 27. I can't believe Jameis.
This is the same guy
that
who eats his fingers
and
for
steals crab legs and shit.
That amazing. Yeah, but I'm not happy, but I'm not pissed at my score of 27.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at it compared to Pierce, it's very, very impressive.
He got
I mean,
through 15 more questions.
Pierce
than
is
I did.
A, so we have video that y'all
it
can see.
You cannot use the excuse I didn't finish that many questions.
I knew that going
you
in. I know.
Knew.
Yeah,
I know.
Everybody knew the rules. You had 12 minutes and 50 questions. You answered 17.
But the
correct.
Whole thing was, I never looked at the clock till there was like 2 minutes left.
That's
like I heard,
all
I heard,
your fault.
I heard Skip
that's
playing
classic
it over there.
Bullshit.
It was. I'm not. Look, I'm not.
It's
I'm
cool.
not.
It's
I'm
cool.
just saying this We're is what just, happened. I knew. It was about time management. I managed my time incredibly poorly. I tried to do the math, and then I spent all the time doing the math, still didn't get the right answer, and was like, fuck it, I'm just going to guess. That happened like four times.
So he fucked up in a fair regard. Like
critically
he had
think.
To, he had to
he
just
can't actually
guess.
Think.
He wasted a minute and a half on question reading, and then, I mean, yeah. And then if you want to go back to the tapes to when we were talking about the draft pre-combine, we spoke about what we would do well. I'm pretty sure Pierce put himself at the top of the
even,
list.
I actually
and here
said,
Pierce is at the fucking bottom.
Well, yeah.
I said I thought he'd score highest.
Yeah, and it's because I thought I would manage my time well, but then even knowing that I needed to manage my time well, I didn't manage it well at all.
No, you didn't. In fact, not at all. That is, and Phil finished with 45 questions, so he was just shy of the final. And I can't tell because
well,
I
finished.
Yeah. I was at 45 as well. I did have some issues with my computer, but that's just my own fault, so I can't make excuses. But I did finish with a 31. Ties the likes of J.J. Watt.
Say the name that it told you
it
immediately.
Said Matt Burrow.
Like, who the fuck is that guy?
He's a guy that went to Yale and had a 31 as well as a linebacker.
Shit,
but since he wasn't as notable, I figured I'd go find someone that was, and J.J. Watt was at 31.
That's a good
Does
one.
Does this in turn mean you could go to Yale?
No. If they have a drug test, I'm fucked instantly. And I'm pretty sure I can't even read. I passed, so I think I told you all earlier, but they have these questions where it's like, here's a bunch of letters jumbled up, figure out what fucking word it is. And because it is a time crunch that Pierce didn't realize.
I spent so much time on that one.
I was like, fuck this. I was like, I'm past it. And so there's three of those, so I just skipped past.
But hold on a second.
So I just wrote off three.
It's not like they give you like, answers to choose from on those. You have to actually type the word.
Yeah,
the
for
blank,
those at home,
which is
it?
Fucking ridiculous.
Well, when no, you it's not.
After you
it's
spend,
not, what kind of test have you taken growing up? Have you
look, I don't know. Like every other, I'm saying Rose all the Dale's other finest. Questions. All
I
the
do,
other questions had answers.
I do think that when these NFL players take them, that take the one, they're like, I think they're in a classroom and they get to do a paper test where they could probably go back if they. Well, not that I could have done that anyway because I didn't even finish.
Yeah,
but
me either.
If you do just skip something and then you go do the questions you like you're confident in, you should
that
be able to
be,
go back.
Yeah, who's to say you aren't? You didn't finish.
Yeah,
so
we don't know.
Know.
If you'd had time left, true. It might have let you go through.
Yeah, it
again.
Said, do you want to go back to the six answers you left open, dummy? We don't know. They could have definitely called us that.
That's
but
true.
I mean, I would have gladly. I mean, if they because they were filling the blanks on some things, like Pierce said. I did leave
But if
blank.
You don't know
like,
it, you
I
just
didn't answer the words. I didn't write in a bunch of letters. I just passed it.
I should have always skipped the fill in the blank. Next time I take the Wonderlic, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I would recommend
we'll do it again next year.
I never want to take it again.
That was embarrassing for Pierce, especially if he is.
I mean,
if he goes and finds the old recording and posts it.
I mean, I'm not sitting here denying it, though.
No,
I'm
not either.
And then Phil said I would do the best, too. So, like, and you.
Anchored!
And yeah, that's fucking why. God damn it, Phil. Oh, my God.
That was
Holy
definitely
shit.
It. No one even thought about that.
Motherfucker.
Fuck, I was doomed. I shouldn't have even taken it. I was doomed from the start. Like, I had Phil working against me. Like,
I mean, this was the event I said I would excel at. And if I was in a draft against you three, I'm glad to know that I'm not getting drafted for the Vietnam War, but maybe for the Browns.
See, but they would have even gone to my Wonderlic score, because based on talent, I would have dwarfed y'all. Just, they'd have been like, yeah, it's not even a choice. Like, like if they were going to draft us, like, into the league, like,
Tune in for this summer.
Based on your what skills?
Every skill that I got.
The not going outside
skills? That is way better than y'all's at any sport that we ever would play. I would beat y'all at.
I love how this shifted from originally a physical competition. Yeah. He was like, I got the mind competition. He gets skunked in the mind competition.
Y'all wanna play horse? I'll crush you in horse.
Y'all tune in. Don't worry about Pierce. Pierce is trying to redeem himself.
I'm trying to redeem myself.
Who plays fucking horse? You want to play one-on-one basketball?
Oh, I'd crush you. I didn't think you'd want to do that because I'd run circles around
Time out. Let's just call it quits. Instead of arguing over this,
we should play 21.
Pierce is trying to redeem himself. And so we're going to move on. Let's go back to baseball.
We're back to baseball.
Pierce is going to challenge you until he can find something he can win at. So let's go back to baseball.
Well, it's not that hard.
Apparently you didn't win leg one.
Y'all want to go bowling? Let's go bowling right now.
Bowling.
Yeah. We should tell you.
Who's proud of being the best
I could not beat y'all at bowling.
Let's go ahead and move on to sports that matter. Shout out to our bowlers out there.
I mean, yeah, if you're good at bowling, cool.
Let's go baseball. We were talking baseball for a second there. Rocky season starts on the road. We won't see a home game until the Masters kicks off next week.
The Braves come to town.
So let's talk a little bit NL West. It seems that without us talking about it, and I'm not going to ask Phil.
I feel like we talked to NL West. Or no.
Yeah, we did.
We may have, but since we've spoken
but
about
we
it
talk
last,
rocks.
The NL West has taken some lumps and bruises. Justin Turner broke his wrist at third base for the Dodgers, and Bumgarner's out for at least a month.
Bumgarner hurts
some
worse.
Kid from Creighton as their opening day starter.
Yeah, Justin Turner didn't have to have surgery, so that six-week timetable is going to be even shorter.
But
I drafted him like fucking pick 100 the other night, y'all. Such a fucking steal. Everybody stayed away from him. Like,
it's a marathon.
Well, last year was his first really good season, right?
He was
just a value pick, dude. Pick 100. Like, holy fuck, that's like 10 rounds into the draft.
For those at home, Mississippi State and Penetration State starts in 6 minutes. Winner plays Utah in the NIT final.
So that means
they're
nothing
both
to
four
you
seeds?
At this point tomorrow.
I couldn't even tell you. Baylor was the one seed, and Mississippi State went on like some buzzer beater win. But I don't know who Penn State beat.
Who knows?
Yeah,
this is the first NIT
I've seen. Yeah, it's hard to find.
I don't even know who just won that game we were watching before.
I'm surprised
this.
We haven't talked women's college basketball tonight.
Are they still in? Maybe they're out or something, and that's why he's not talking about
it. No, Mississippi State's in the Final Four.
Phil knows. He just plays coy.
Okay.
Oh, because
it's like it's like he plays opossum. He's just over there hanging out.
Yeah, I'm watching.
I like to throw the O at the beginning of that, by the way.
I had to, like, defend, not defend myself. I had to, like,
Title IX, like, bitches.
You don't watch, what's wrong with women's basketball? I was like,
man, who fucking said that?
Me?
Emily.
I said that. Where do I fucking begin? What's wrong with women's basketball? God, fuck. How much time you got?
Yeah. But I haven't watched any of the Mississippi State games. So hopefully the Titty Dogs will win.
UConn. When do they play UConn? When's that game? When's the rematch? Because
they're not
you
on the same side.
No.
They're not on the same side.
So
they play in the finals.
Yeah. So I don't know who we play Louisville.
Doesn't matter who they play.
Oh,
they're not going to lose.
Louisville for the third time going for the whole sports sweep,
I guess. So that'll be nice.
And speaking of Louisville, they hired Xavier's coach today. So I guess
I just don't get why he would do that.
Yeah.
I don't either.
You just had a number one seed. I mean, it's the money. Well, clearly it's the money.
But, I mean, Xavier can offer you $2.5 million. You can live in Oxycontin County down there in Kentucky.
He's getting football coach money, though.
Yeah, but he don't even know what's going to happen to Louisville. Like, nobody knows what's going to happen to Louisville.
You may get death penalty.
Like, they might be. Yeah, they might not even have basketball in a year and a half. Like, what the fuck is he thinking? Leaving. Like, how much money did they give him?
$4 million a year.
$4 million a year, and he was making $2.5 million at Xavier?
That's what he was making $2.5 million? Or did you just make that number up?
Wait, say what?
Chris Mack, how much was he actually making at Xavier? Did you just make $2.5 million up?
Would ask for. Like, if they could
Yeah, Xavier probably can't. Xavier probably can't pay that. When you don't have a football team, that means you're not making money.
He was making at least $2 million a year, though. He had to be. They probably doubled it. I mean, I'd probably live
Did they have? He was making $1.668 million.
So nearly $1 million raise. I don't think Xavier can
do
that.
That's not $1 million. It's two. I'm sure they could, especially with the revenue you generated from being a number one. I mean,
yeah,
you have
but
a
that's
Fox
paying
deal.
For everything you do at Xavier.
Most of that's probably going to come from private donations, but being a one seed would probably help.
I don't
try to keep you around if you let them come to the table. I mean, would you rather have $2.5 million and go down as a legend, or would you rather
this isn't
go
football?
To a school?
Like basketball doesn't make as much money as football.
I mean, yeah,
like,
Rick Barnes.
Like they were just
making $2.1 million.
At where? Tennessee?
Yeah, I looked these up the other day. Yeah, I mean Ben Howland's about the same boat.
We
million.
Gave Kermit more than that, didn't we?
Y'all are about 2.4.
Okay. That
ain't bad. But you're right. Like I think Calipari is leaps and bounds ahead of everybody. It's like Mike White, the dude at Florida. Barnes is up there. Avery Johnson's up there. I'm sure.
Well, LSU has a top five recruiting class.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. I was talking about coach's salary.
Well, he will get fucking a big salary if he continues this.
Who's this?
Will Wade at LSU.
Okay.
Y'all had the
okay.
number one recruit overall.
We had like 2 5-stars committed for next year.
Yeah, it worked out good last time.
Yeah, that worked out well.
Well,
he's like throwing up triple doubles every night in the NBA.
Dude, he clearly wasn't trying at LSU.
No, he wasn't. Just like fucking
Malik
Naiman at State.
You didn't try at LSU.
Yeah. That's true. Touche.
I'd say a lot of people probably don't. But that's cool.
Literally did not try.
I didn't try at Oxford either. So.
I don't think I
Hi, I'm Kip. I went to State, Starkville. I didn't try it. And that showed. What's it called? So here we are all sitting around the table talking about random shit, getting paid very little money.
but we're having fun.
That's all that matters.
I've had a good time.
Big smiles, big smiles. But yeah, so that was a little bit of basketball and baseball mixed together.
We didn't even really talk about baseball, but hey, go fucking Rockies. Let's
Come
fucking
on.
Do it.
So, yeah.
Chuck Nasty.
Ryan McMahon, I think is number one or number two player on our, I guess, minor league system, is going to be on the opening day roster.
What position he play?
He can play first, second, third, right field catcher.
Well, he's never going to play third.
Like a jack of all trades.
Not going to play second. He can play first, though.
He can be a utility infielder as well as possibly playing the outfield. Anybody can play fucking right and left field if you give him a little bit of time.
Yeah, they're sending Dahl down to the
If
minors
Kyle Schwarber can play in left field and Barry in right, then get the fuck out of here.
Man,
Barry was an athlete.
He was before.
He was a great. Wait, I think he was a gold glove.
Right, or was he in love?
Right. I think he was a gold glover.
He may have been early before his
was.
Head got about as fat as his tummy.
And Barry, when he could move and when his head, didn't weigh 97 pounds.
Yeah, so, but at the same time, let's get back to it. We can talk about, speaking of Barry, let's talk about the Giants. Bumgarner goes down early. They're going to have a Mississippi State guy, third in rotation, definitely not quality, like in MLB worthy. So the Rock, and then, the Dodgers won the division. The Rockies can very well.
Giants are an afterthought. They're not
and
even
I
in the conversation.
JD Martinez gone from Arizona.
Whatever happened to Samardzija? Is he hurt too?
Samardzija's gone. He's not even in San Francisco anymore.
Where did he go?
You'd have to check the internet. He may be in Texas. I don't fucking know. What's it called? And he very well may be there. And I'm thinking of who is the sidewinder? Tim.
I don't know.
Just the pothead. Tim.
Lincecum.
Lincecum's gone.
He's been gone though.
Who
he
gives
like
a
tried
shit about
him. He was in the bullpen.
I don't even think he played last year. Right?
No, he didn't play last year because he
but
did.
He
did like an
the
open
pen
trial
year
this
before.
Year. He had like people come watch him pitch a couple months ago. Apparently, he impressed. He's trying to
he's
come
signed.
Back as a closer.
He's signed
I think.
Somewhere.
I think he's in Texas. I'm pretty positive he's with the Rangers.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
but he's I think he's coming out of the pen as well. So, I mean,
oh, definitely a reliever.
But they have Longoria, and then they brought over McCutcheon from
the Giants. Is
no, from the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Man, this is probably the first time people in Mississippi State have been to New York City.
We've been here before. We went to the Final Four here. We went to the Final Four here, Pierce.
Who?
Mississippi State.
The women?
Men went here.
At the Garden?
Lost to Syracuse.
No, I thought when y'all went to the Final Four, it was in Seattle.
That's why you don't think, Pierce. We can see that in your Wonderlic test.
I thought y'all went to the Final Four
Dude, y'all
four
went to the
Seattle.
Final Four?
Yeah, and
in like the 90s.
Gary Williams, 96. We lost to Syracuse.
I'm pretty sure that it wasn't at the Garden.
I bet you $20 it was. Hey, guys, y'all want to watch Pierce show his ignorance?
Maybe right here. I'm not betting you on that because it's not my team.
That's
why
I said show your ignorance.
I just thought that
just show
it's
it. Just show
in,
it. We lost to Syracuse. Kentucky beat Massachusetts.
Seattle.
Kentucky beats.
Was it the 96
Syracuse,
Final Four?
And then Kentucky wins with Patino.
Patino.
I remember that.
Patino.
Mississippi State beat Kentucky in the SEC championship game with Dante Jones having like 23 points.
Guess where it was? Yeah, just guess.
Seattle, like you said.
No, the
it was in the Madison Square Garden. I have the T-shirt in my house.
Oh man, I'm so glad you said that. Holy fuck! Because the logo does have the fucking Statue of Liberty on it, but they actually played at the Meadowlands.
Oh.
So it was in New Jersey. Okay. It was not at Madison Square Garden. So in your fucking face, Kip!
You jackass!
Okay, I'm sorry. It was in New York with the same logo.
No,
it's
it was
not in New York.
It was not in New York. That's the whole point. It's in New Jersey. It's across the fucking river.
You jackass!
So I called them the New Jersey fucking Giants. Same concept.
New Jersey Devils, they play there.
But no, when you don't. Say when you say where the game so was,
the
was.
Devils do play in New Jersey.
Yeah, but
God, teams, correct me again.
But they don't play in the Meadowlands.
Yes, they do.
They play in the whatever that arena.
They don't play
is
in
there.
Madison Square Garden. Or
no, the Devils
Brooklyn.
Are like in like an actual. Where is
no?
The
they're no, they're like right across the river. They play at the Meadow. It's not the Meadowlands Arena anymore.
Yeah,
it's like it's called the Prudential Center. It's
they play
in like
where the
Newark.
Nets used to play.
Yeah, yeah, Prudential Center. Yeah.
The Nets were in Brooklyn.
No.
And they played in New Jersey.
Forever.
They were the New Jersey Nets, though. They weren't the New York.
The New Jersey.
Man, is this guy for real?
The New York Times, yeah, like kidding them. Okay,
it was a big deal when they moved to Brooklyn.
I don't, like what he said.
Prudential Center or some shit.
What town is that in?
I guess you'd call it Newark.
Okay, Newark,
or the, like the Meadowlands area is basically the middle of fucking nowhere, but there is an arena right next to the stadium.
So like New, it was New York Giants Stadium before they redid.
Yeah, it's called Giant Stadium. It was always called Giant Stadium. Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
is in the
and
Meadowlands
that is
in
New
Jersey.
Jersey.
But the team.
I don't know where New Jersey.
Well, when they say when the
it's just across the river. It's not really in a town.
Say where the Giants are playing. They don't say New York City.
No, they say we're at the Meadowlands.
I may have misspoke. It's not New York
City. There used to be a racetrack there too.
But it was. You go to. The emblem was the New York.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Your emblem was because when I initially saw it,
I have this fucking shirt. Like, okay. There's no way. I was like, I know it's got the Big Apple behind it.
And the Statue of Liberty is in the logo. Yeah, okay. So that's why when I said.
That's why I was like, it wasn't Seattle. I was like, get the
well,
fuck
out
of
here. Well,
I thought
he said that. That's your.
I did.
Remember
I did.
It's not Seattle.
Seattle was my guess. But when I asked you that, I didn't know that it said the Meadowlands yet. I thought he was right. And then I realized it when I zoomed in that it said Meadowlands, and then I had him. But yeah,
well,
it wasn't okay. So
you know, New Jersey and the Meadowlands have a good view of the Statue of Liberty.
They have a fantastic view of the Statue of Liberty. If there's like no fucking cloud cover, yeah, all day.
I mean, yeah, the Giants play there, and they call themselves the New York Giants
all day. Man, that was fun. That was really, really fun. I had a good time.
But that's, I guess, basketball. Do we have anything else for basketball? Grayson Allen.
Grayson.
How did we get back in basketball? Oh, the Final Four.
We were just talking about Final Four.
Yeah. No,
we kind of looped back into it.
We keep going from baseball to basketball.
Well, we were just ripping on State and then that.
Oh, yeah, because I say this is probably the first time they've been to New York. That's what started all this. And for all we know, it is.
Yeah. And for the same, we know it's like.
Almost
that
hasn't
fun.
Been. So. No, we've
similar
been,
to Omaha. They probably haven't been
dude,
since that one time in 2014.
We went to back-to-back NIT Final Fours a couple years ago.
Hanging his hat on it, but diminishes it when it's anyone else.
No,
classic rebel, right?
No, he's just talking about being in New York.
I'm not hanging my hat on it. You just
if
said
it was
just
a fish
like
show,
rebel.
Then
stop.
Maybe Phil would get in the conversation
stop.
With us.
You were just like, you literally just said, just like rebel fans are probably there. I was just saying that, yes, we've been there. I wasn't hanging my hat on fucking shit. I'll tell you that much right now because I don't even
the
know
the point
I
remains.
Watched it.
Let's get back to baseball for a moment. Giants are out.
You? Yeah, that point remains. God
Diamondbacks,
damn.
I don't know shit about them. They lost
Martinez
J.D. Martinez.
Is gone.
It's still going to be good, though. The pitching staff's solid.
They have Greinke.
Greinke, Robbie Ray.
Robbie Ray was fucked dealt last year, y'all. He was fucking incredible.
And then they still have, I guess, Goldschmidt as well.
Goldschmidt.
So he was a
They got
a
fucking
AJ
Pollock. They're fucking talented. They're just because they lost. They didn't trade for JD Martinez till at the fucking trade deadline.
True, but
they
giving
were good
him up and not
that.
Being able to keep him when
they
you
were good
to
before
do
that. For sure.
Oh, they traded for him at the deadline last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got him from Detroit.
Detroit, they weren't going to re-sign him, so they dealt him. And then
Detroit's dealt almost everybody.
Why have they given
him? They kept Miggy, though. Nobody wants Miggy, I guess.
It's a heavy contract.
Yeah, I guess.
Heavy guy.
Yeah. He deserves every penny of it, though. Like, I don't care if he's not producing like he used to anymore. Like, that guy deserves it. He's a fucking baller for
that season. He
and
earned.
You need someone to be the face of
your... He won the
your...
World Series with the Marlins. That was like how he first came into the league.
Well,
he
was
that the Kevin Brown team or the second team?
He played third base on that team.
Yeah, I know. He wasn't like the star. He had a great World
he
Series.
He was a badass,
He wasn't the star of the
no,
team.
No, like Edgar Renteria was or some fucking people like that. But he was a fucking beast for that club.
Wasn't Renteria also like the beast for one World Series for the Giants?
Nah, Miggy
also?
Wasn't on the Renteria team. Yeah.
And or Renteria may have
the renter was Renteria on both World Series.
I think he did one with the Cards too, and the Giants.
Was somebody able to win? Didn't they win one in the '90s?
Right.
No way. That guy played
they won
that
2000
long.
With Kevin Brown.
Renteria made the final out,
and then they won another one in 2004.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe he wasn't on that second team.
I don't think he was.
He probably wasn't. I'm lucky I remembered that name off of that team. Craig Council.
The 97 team had like Gary Sheffield, Bobby Bonilla.
Yeah.
They bought that team.
One had AJ Burnett and Kevin Brown?
That was 2003 guys. Against the Yankees, I think. 2003.
That was the second
one.
Who
did they win in 97?
They beat the Indians.
Ah,
Jose
yeah.
Mesa.
That's what Craig Council scored.
The Indians had the World Series won and Mesa blew the save.
Mm-hmm.
That team,
that's a
that
great
was
30
like
for
30. Omar Vizquel team and the Alomar guys.
Albert
Bell. Loaded, dude.
Kenny Lofton.
Albert
Bell.
Kenny fucking Lofton? That team was fucking sick.
Did Kenny Lofton go to the Hall of Fame?
He probably should. Could.
I think we're out of beer.
I'm not going to say he should.
Well, speaking of out of beer, let's give a shout out to our sponsors here that do provide us some more beer. Destination Draft. Cue it right there.
Boom!
So we got to do Shinesty to start.
Yeah, we've been doing that. Right. I think I have been anyway. I didn't even do two last week.
So the Marlins have won two in their very few seasons they've been there. You said 97?
97, 2003.
In the
2000s, or 96.
Yeah, 97's for sure.
Yeah.
That was the time they beat the Indians,
I mean,
I think.
It was the year was the Yankees beat the Sox in that Pedro Martinez, what was the manager's fuck up?
Who's old daddy? The old guy, Jim Leland?
No. When the Red Sox blew it again.
The Marlins manager.
When the Red Sox left Pedro in for way too long in game 7.
And got
Clint Hurt. Not Clint Hurt. No. Fuck. I don't know. Whatever.
Fuck. Now this is going to bother
me. See, I don't know who you're talking about or which World Series you're talking about.
Red Sox. Yankees ALCS.
I mean, it wasn't as bad as the Yankees blowing the 3-0 lead, but...
Yeah, that's fucking history.
But it was
right
game
there.
7, the Red Sox were up like four runs, and Pedro had nothing left, and the manager came out like 2 times to talk to him and still left him in, and he didn't have anything left, and they ended up losing.
Is that when Aaron Boone hit the home?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I remember that. I remember how it ended.
Yeah.
So was that Terry Francona?
No, it was... Before Francona, there's some old white dude.
While Phil looks that up, we can even talk about it. I think we probably have touched on it. Does everyone think the Yankees are going to win, or is it just Phil?
I don't know if they're going to win.
The East alone.
The East, yeah.
I don't.
I mean,
I'm
Red
not
Sox
sure
the highest,
Yankees are going to win.
They have the best pay, the highest payroll, and probably one of the stouter starting nines in baseball. It's hard to write off the Red Sox. And, of course, all the other teams are not going to be very
but
good.
But the Red Sox are playing some unproven fuckers, like Rafael Devers.
Grady Little.
Grady Little. Fuck, dude. Man. That was on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
Grady. I knew it was some stupid fucking name. Some dude I'd only heard of like 3 times in my
that
life.
That name reminds me of the UCF football coach with the white hair. The old guy.
O'Leary?
O'Leary?
Yeah.
Why?
God,
George.
That's whose face came to mind when he said
okay.
That.
Okay. That guy's like, his cheeks were always chapped. They're always like rosy. Super red. Yeah.
What's it called? But yeah, that's I don't know if it's necessarily the Yankees. I guess they have the winning odds for those that are trying to bet futures before the season starts. Yankees, I think, are at 97.5 wins. Red Sox are at 94 or 91, and then the Cubs are the other one of 94.
I saw that Chris Sale got injured recently. How serious is that?
I don't think very. And if David Price could actually be worth a shit,
is he
going to
start?
But see, the problem
no,
with
maybe not.
Price's
they don't know.
His issue
know
is not during the regular
do.
Season. It's his issues in the postseason.
But no, he sucked in the regular season last year, too. Ooh. I think he was hurt most of it, David Price.
It kind of reminds me of John Lester.
He got demoted.
I feel like they're both on their way down.
But Chris Sale is not on his way down. That dude's fucking good.
No.
And he's way big.
John Lester
he's way,
and
he's,
David Price.
The Yankees don't have anyone, any pitcher anywhere near Chris Sale's
no. Severino
caliber.
And Tanaka at the top of the Yankees rotation is kind of scary.
Do you think Tanaka is dominant?
No, he's scary.
No,
I think it's scary, like scary in the fact that like having those two. Severino,
sure.
I got more faith in.
See, I don't know if Severino has back to back great seasons on him. Like, can he
Tanaka's
be an ace
old.
For 2 years?
Well,
in a
he's
row?
Young,
he's
so
young.
He's,
Tanaka's so old. He's
it could be either. Really
Tanaka's one. Just too inconsistent. I can't trust him in the playoffs.
It's just he started so bad. Like,
and then you got old reliable CeCe.
I can't. Well,
how
I mean,
the fuck is
he was a huge bonus last year. Like we weren't expecting anything out of him. Now we are expecting something out of him, which I don't like.
Don't make a move.
Be like, well, fuck. Now there's an expectation.
Yank's got to make a move, though.
Yeah, I feel that they're going to have to trade.
They need
for
a top end guy.
They're going to have to trade
need
for someone.
Somebody better. They'll find somebody on an expiring deal.
Hope
scoop
so.
Scoop him up some
Hope
point
so.
Through the season.
Arizona tanks. Maybe go get
Greinke. Yeah. Oh yeah. Just somebody starts tanking, and
I mean that's what
sure
I guess
enough.
That's how Quintana landed with the Cubs last
year.
Yeah,
exactly. They'll get somebody like that. They're gonna make a deal. They got
and we've
plenty
got,
of relievers to trade,
and we've got
they can trade
young
Robertson
talent
for
to trade
anybody.
Too.
Yeah, they got a ton of young talent, but I mean, they got like three closers in their bullpen. Like they traded for fucking David Robertson last year. That dude's a fucking shutdown closer, and he's like
there's
pitching
nothing,
the seventh inning for
there's
him.
Nothing wrong
well,
with
shit,
having
there's
a,
still,
a,
there's
a
still
closer
pitchers
quality
out there.
Setup, man.
No, there's not. I'm just saying. They
Arthur
got,
Rhodes,
they,
a
they
classic
can,
Arthur Rhodes.
I'm just saying they can deal that fucker to anybody at any time. And, you know, package him with some young guy, and they can get a fucking Cole Hamels out of Texas, or I don't know if Cole's a great example, but.
Well, I think that team is going, Rangers will be able to get picked apart. They're going to be very young, though. I think their roster is one of
the. Oh, they're starting over.
Yeah, they're one of the two youngest rosters in the MLB, which is where the Astros were 3 years ago.
Yeah, they're following that plan.
Yeah, so I think everyone's kind of trying to follow that plan nowadays, but at the same time, they won't be in the discussion unless they do some surprises. But getting rid of you right there when you were kind of in the push last year shows that you're kind of rebuilding. So we won't talk about harp on the Rangers too much this year. But let's hear it for the Rockies. We're cheering for you. And then don't forget to tune into the new podcast by Hash Sports. It'll be called Transplants and the Native. It's featuring myself, BVD, and mulletless hockey guy, Sammy B. They'll be talking all things Rockies, Colorado Avalanche, Nuggets, and lifestyle in Colorado with guest appearances from these donkeys I'm sitting next to you right now. So. Before we continue on, I think that touches up baseball. Cheers to all the boys. It's Peanuts, Cracker Jacks, everything season Thursday.
Woohoo.
Yes, sir.
Thursday,
yes,
I can't wait. One more day without fantasy baseball.
It's going to be awesome.
I mean, I just cannot fucking
Would
wait.
Would you care about baseball if you didn't play fantasy?
I wouldn't know as much about it, no, but I would still probably watch the Rockies every night. Now that I'm here, because I would have.
What
still
channel do
the
they
Braves.
Come on locally?
Altitude or ATT Network?
Yeah,
for
whatever
those
channels the Nugs come on, probably. But no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't know as much about baseball because I didn't really give a fuck about baseball until I started playing fantasy like 10 years ago. Now I just kind of nerd about baseball.
Well, let's talk
you
Colorado Corner. You know, before we nerd out on baseball, y'all will be able to hear about that during the dog days of summer. We'll talk baseball, but. You spoke basketball. The Nuggets have just crumbled. They were in the sixth spot. They were in the eighth spot. They were vying for the eighth spot. I mean, they're losing to teams they shouldn't. They're losing on the road. You know, they're just, they're done.
Oh, they're done.
They're done.
They're done. Unfortunately, they're
young
done.
Team, cool. Young team. They've, you know.
Got to get rid of Will Barton.
My favorite player.
We love, we are.
Nah, it's just
pro Will Barton podcast.
He went off.
He
was the leading scorer the other night. But his plus minus was not very strong.
He's like, oh, God. It's like giving points away when he's on the floor. It's really fucking ridiculous. But, yeah, Nuggets need to make some moves. There's some good young talent there. Just need
made the moves. Go ahead, Phil.
How long has the decline been back with when they've had Millsap back?
Millsap's it wasn't. Millsap is not an issue with it. I think so. What we did was they traded some guys to get veterans in the locker room. And those veterans were supposed to help you down the stretch, and they've done exactly the opposite.
They traded for the dude Devin Harris, who's like 40.
He's like 40. He was on the Dallas Mavericks, and they were the 8 seed or four seed and fucking won it.
Yeah, that wasn't a good. They didn't make any good trades. Like, no, they needed to make these deals, and they just got fucked on
Especially when you have great young talent. Like, if you're not, I mean, I get it. You kept the nucleus, and you tried to get vets to surround it. It backfired. So the GM should lose his job.
They tried to pull a Cavaliers and ended up being the Nets.
Yeah, and now it looks like with Kyrie is out, possibly for at least the season, with a knee surgery, it's the Cavs to lose. But the Philly, I'm taking the Sixers. Give me the Sixers.
Man. To the finals?
To anybody to beat LeBron. Somebody's got to do it. And with Steph going out,
we're all rooting for it. The last thing I want to hear is LeBron congratulate himself. Yet again,
another finals.
He'd write
LeBron
himself a letter
James.
As a kid, and he'd
write
himself
a goddamn essay.
Do you ever think that the boy from Akron, Ohio, would win 2 championships for the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Is that also your Charles Barkley voice?
That was a good Charles Barkley. Yeah,
are you serious?
I don't know why I did Charles for. I don't really do a LeBron.
You have like a black person voice and an Alabama voice.
Well, you know, Roll Tide.
Paul,
have you seen them talking about Alabama? They don't respect us, Paul.
That's talking Tuskegee.
Roll Tide.
Well, speaking of hillbillies, Bubba won the goddamn Dell match play. My bracket was shit that I predicted online, but if it's an indicator, all of my predictions are shit. So it's not too terribly bad, or surprising at least.
See that guy punch his laptop after Bubba won? I saw that video on
Bubba's
Instagram.
Bubba's like the American.
Why do people do that? Why do people break their TV and break their computer after something bad happens? You just got to go buy a new computer.
TV. I'm not saying I haven't thought about it before, but never.
Yeah, but have you ever actually like followed through with it?
So what if I told you this? What if I said Tiger won the Masters next week? And I was so excited, I just, like, drop-kicked my TV. Would y'all be that surprised? Because I can continue. I'll probably cry and come at the same time.
Yes, I would be surprised. Because wouldn't you want to...
If someone bumps me over,
wouldn't you
want to
continue watching Tiger bask in the glory?
I have more televisions. I'm just saying, I wouldn't be surprised if something went awry.
Okay, but
I've only wanted to break shit when bad stuff.
Yeah, happens. I'm only talking about like losses.
I'm
like,
too happy.
Nobody does it when they break their TV. Like, they win and they throw
Dude,
their TV out the
If I jump
window.
Around, nobody I could easily that. Do that. I could easily jump around. Fumble.
I was jumping around.
Now maybe
here
it's on accident. No,
night.
You would purposely break something out of excitement.
I don't know. I don't really have.
That's just a whole different way of
that would be really
it.
Tough.
Yeah, exactly.
I could do it though.
I mean, the other night my iPad was being really slow and not loading the web page. I was like, I should break this fucking thing, but I'm never gonna do it. Like to actually do it, like to smash it on a corner of the counter or something and to break it. You know, like.
But I feel like that would almost be like accidental, or like angry at the computer. Would it be more like angry at the outcome? You do something irrational, or is it like the actual cost analysis?
Like
after
say
doing
you
it?
Were watching the Saints Vikings games, and you were a Saints fan. And
I laughed so hard, I broke my
computer. And you were
computer.
Watching it on
your
computer.
Did y'all not see the?
And
you
were
watching.
If I was watching it on my computer or iPad, Twitter. I very well could have fucking smashed that thing.
I find it weird in the hockey or in the golf sense. Like it'd be weird to have so much affinity or hate for Bubba. Like, if Ian Poulter won, I mean, I did drop to my knees when Danny Willett won, but I didn't break anything. If Ian Poulter won the Masters, I would probably do something irrational.
You see, I thought you'd watch that video because you liked it on Twitter, because that's how it popped up in my feed.
I know what video you're talking about.
Sitting there watching Bubba win on his computer, and immediately when Bubba won, he punched his fucking computer.
I mean, generally, when people are being filmed doing something like that, it's staged. Like, the guy's like, probably like, film me break this thing.
Oh, that very well could be too. Like, he didn't even use that computer. Like, he just got a new one or something. People are wasteful like that. But yeah, I mean,
because why else would you be filming him?
I was kind of wondering why
someone would give that many fucks about.
How does he care that much about
the
Bubba
match
Watson
play? And if it was like the Masters, it's different. And Bubba's won it twice. But yeah,
I still think
how the fuck are you so angry about Bubba winning the match play? Like it's the most irrelevant. Like it's not irrelevant. It's a big payday, but like it's not that big of a deal. Like. Gives a fuck. He won a WGC.
Maybe that guy like
even a major
bet all his money on it or something. Maybe there's got to be more to that story than just being upset that Bubba Watson.
That's
won.
An irrational break. If someone, I wasn't happy that Danny Willett won. I wasn't happy Sergio won, and I'll be even less happy if we go three years without.
I was happy Sergio won.
Fuck that.
Oh, y'all weren't. I'm definitely in the minority on that. I was happy Sergio won. I was thrilled for Sergio.
I wanted Sergio to end his career with zero.
I don't care if he ever wins again, but I wanted him to win one.
I enjoyed him not having a major because it made for more jokes. Yeah. But now that he won one, like if we can just get an American back in what I believe
is
the most American tournament of the year, fuck the U.S. Open in regards until the USGA gets their shit together and stops doing gimmick.
Let's not forget that it was fun to make fun of Phil for never having any majors.
That was great.
It's still fun to make fun of Phil for not having any U.S. Opens.
Yeah. Well,
and
he follows my plan.
You jackass!
He may have to.
113, Mark. Yes, sir.
You jackass!
He may have to live without that one. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to get his U.S. Open, but it'll be fun to see. But yeah, we'll talk all things Masters next week.
Phil Mickelson, listen to me, motherfucker. I got you. I got you, dude. Just fucking listen to me.
The plan is in place.
It's in place.
You jackass.
Just fucking do it.
Say the word.
Just do it.
Let's go into our last two segments of the night. Let's talk. Do we have anyone to add to Murder Island?
We don't have to prolong this episode.
We can't
force people on the Murder Island.
If we
don't have it prepared, we probably shouldn't even bother.
That sounds good. So no Murder Island additions this week. And then I guess the last segment of the night, we'll just kind of postpone. It's a long episode. Y'all don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.
Hey, I don't got anything else to talk about anyway.
I don't either.
5 stars only. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter @LNO Podcast. And check out the new shirts that we have on the website.
Dude, Masters tight.
He's back, y'all.
He's
Tiger
back.
Woods, y'all.
We're rocking my Sunday red.
Yes, sir. And I've got the green as well. So we'll look kind of like elves on Christmas. But next week is Christmas, and we'll break that all down next weekend. So
yes,
thanks for tuning in. Holla, holla.
Who dat?
Rips.